on the glove. Yeah, but I agree with you. You know, I was fortunate to grow up in the country and run around in the woods and, you know, with my brother, and we always had a dog with us that was a faithful companion and taught us a lot of responsibility, a lot of love, and a lot of appreciation. I maintain that we do not deserve them. They're such good creatures that God's provided us.
Well, I'm a little radical about it because I never had a dog growing up. I didn't have a dog until after my mom actually passed away in 84. And not that it was really intentional, but one of the first things that ended up happening was I ended up getting not one but two dogs. And one was a pup from a litter literally next door. And the other one was a parking lot dog that was abandoned with his four brothers and sisters in a box in a parking lot. And the other four went to the shelter and one came home with me. And those were the first dogs I ever owned in my 20s. So, you know, it made me even a little more radical about how important that is. And, you know, you get the right breed. You know, you get a medium-sized breed dog, it's going to live, hopefully, 12, 14, 15 years, you know? So you get it when that kid's little, and it's going to have it, you know, all the way through adolescence, hopefully. But it really is a hot button for me. It's a very important aspect because it's a big part of growing up and learning responsibility and, you know, all that stuff. So, boy, it turned out to be kind of a nice day. I went and had breakfast with Ralph, and it was a little bit gloomy and yucky, and much better now. Car says it's 89 degrees. I don't know if I buy that.